She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
Hi, folks. Thanks so much for coming back and listening. Listen, the title of this segment is, you know what? It's not you, it's your diet. Have you ever used that line when you're breaking up with somebody? It's not you, it's me. I tell you, it is me. And usually that is the case because it's all about you. It always has been. It always will be. But what is going on with these diets? You know, I got to tell you something. I've got Sarah Corey with me to talk through this, why diets don't work and what you can do about it. But Sarah, I used to hate, and I use that word very infrequently, the word diet. Because, okay, so it was this diet, that diet, have you dieted? I thought it had so many crazy and poor connotations around it. So I thought, you know what? I want to look it up. I want to see what it really just means. And I, as soon as I saw what it meant, I was like, oh, I love that word. Because you know what diet really means when you look it up in the dictionary? All right, folks, listen to this and grab a pen and a piece of paper or a pencil. Write this down. It means habitual nourishment. How on, you know, sort of as a habit, do you actually take in nourishment? And I think when you make that slight distinction and sort of topple that diet word diet on its head and shake out what it really means, we can really frame what a diet is supposed to be. But Sarah, you know, every time you turn around, right, there's a new diet on the market. There's the, hey, we got the cookie diet even, you know? So what do you think is going on? Because the reason that I think this segment is so important, and I'll shut up and let you talk, is because we do. We have all these diets, but guess what is the number one climbing health concern in our country still?
What,
it's obesity. It's obesity. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a huge disconnect there.
There is. And I think it's really funny. I actually turned on the news this morning, and the segment that they were featuring was why diets don't work in the long run and how there's little to no substantial evidence that any one specific diet may be more beneficial than another. So that made me laugh a little because it really is a hot topic and people want to know what's going on. And like you said, the obesity is a big issue. Right now, I believe the Center for Disease Control estimates that 69.2% of Americans over the age of 20 are actually overweight or obese. That's a lot of people. And there are studies that actually show that 80% of those people who then do lose weight on a strict diet plan end up gaining back all or more of that weight within a year. So what we're seeing is the typical outcome of a diet is actually that you're more likely to gain more weight than to lose the weight that you went on the strict diet for. So that's very frustrating and leads people to being confused and not knowing what to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and like you said, it's time that we break up with this diet. And I think that we've just been so programmed that the only way to lose weight is to diet, and I have to restrict my calories or else I'm never going to get anywhere. And there was a recent article in the New England Journal of Medicine, and what they stated was that after going on a strict diet, hunger-related hormones that were disrupted by the dieting and weight loss actually remain altered for over a year. And to investigate into that a little bit further, they did a study of 50 overweight men and women. They put them on a heavily restricted, a calorie-restricted diet for 10 weeks. And then they had about, approximately the weight loss was about 30 pounds or at least a minimum of 10% of the starting weight for all of those, the people who were in the study. And then they tracked their hormones for a year, their blood level hormones for things like leptin, which is our satiety hormone, ghrelin, which is a hormone that stimulates hunger, and insulin, which is a hormone that helps regulate our blood sugar. And what they noticed was after doing the diet and then within a year that the drastic drop in body fat percent actually decreased their levels of leptin, which makes us feel full, and increased the levels of ghrelin, which stimulated the hunger. So
right.
The people who went on the diet were less satiated after eating, more hungry. They actually even found that these patients admitted to being hungrier before meals and after meals than when they started this study. So what we're seeing is that these hormone levels are drastically altered when we do these strict calorie diets, and then they can fuel a larger than normal appetite. So that's really going to derail the best intentions of any dieter.
And I think this plays, it's very frustrating because people set out with the best intentions and then they get frustrated. But guess what happens when people experience frustration, shame, disappointment, all of our sort of, let's just, I say bad emotions? We usually try to get out of them quickly. And how do we get out of them quickly? A lot of people use food. And then guess what?
Right.
Serotonin goes skyrocketing because of the refined carbohydrates that are usually taken in as food, as comfort or comfort food. And then the weight goes on. And then there's increase in obesity and then increase in frustration with that. And it's a vicious cycle. And it's a horrible, horrible way for somebody to live.
Yes, I agree. And I think what we need to think about is, you know, what that study is really showing us is that when we diet or we create this deprivation, it's actually harder for us to maintain that healthy weight. So the yo-yo dieting is sort of wrecking that natural mechanism that allows us to get to that healthy weight. And so then, like you said, it's what do we do? So it's apparent that that's not going to work. So what is the other option is really looking at how can we change our daily habits and start to create a diet that, like you said, is about nourishment. And one thing that I learned actually working with you is, you know, what does nourishment mean? It's how we nourish ourselves with food, emotionally, and also things like how do we move our body and how do we rest? And those three things are really, or four things, I guess, are really key in nourishing and creating a lifestyle, not just a quick diet plan. So just to break it down really simply, how do you nourish yourself? Well, there's many things that talk about here, but even just as simple as the foods that you're eating, foods eaten in a natural state. And what I tell people is, look at a food. Is that how that food looks when it comes out of the ground? If it is, then it's in a natural state. And generally, those foods are on the perimeter of the grocery store, things like fruit, vegetables, lean meat. Those foods are to be nourishing for the body, naturally occurring in the, you know, they're not going to have a lot of preservatives and additives, which are things that lead to easy weight gain. And keeping your blood sugar stable. So eating every few hours is going to help from getting that crash and that extreme hunger that leads us to grabbing things like donuts or cookies. Also movement. You know, humans, we're designed to be in motion. We're not designed to sit all day. And sitting is what they say is the new smoking. It's a killer. So we need to think about how can we move our body? And they actually did a study at the University of Utah that showed brief episodes of high-intensity physical activity worked as well as longer 10-minute, 20-minute bouts. So this is simple. You know, we hear this. Take the stairs. Park further away when you're going to the grocery store. These simple things, we think that they don't add up, but they add movement to our day. Even like do some squats while you're on the phone. There's no reason you have to be seated.
Right. And you know, I love that you say high intensity interval because you know, interval training, people still like, oh, 20 minutes. 20 minutes doesn't really need to be the name of the game. There's a right. Dr. Tabata has a program. There's apps that you can download for Tabata, T-A-B-A-T-A. And there's actually going to be a lot of great things happening in that work. But it's basically a studied method for exactly what you said, as effective or even more effective at decreasing or increasing lean muscle mass, decreasing body fat, but it's 20 seconds of work, 10 seconds of rest for 8 rounds, right? So that's 20 seconds of air squats, 10 seconds of rest, 20 seconds of push-ups, 10 seconds of rest, 8 rounds. You don't even need a gym. You don't even need a trainer. You just need your body weight.
Exactly. And I actually have a client who she started doing this at, instead of getting up and going to the kitchen, she would get up and go to this corner in her office, and she started doing this, and she started noticing significant changes in her energy, in her mood, and her cravings for food. And she would just go do, you know, like you said, 10 minutes, less than 10 minutes, a few times a day, and it made a significant difference. So this is easy. Everybody can do this. And the last thing I think is how we rest is really important. And there was actually, this is really interesting, a study done of two groups on the same diet, but one had restricted sleep, less than 7 hours. And the outcome of this was the group that was with the restricted sleep had a 55% less fat loss compared to the same group on the same diet who had a proper sleep. So
jeez.
Right there, it's telling, isn't that crazy? 55% less fat loss.
Check out RadioMD.com as well. Scroll around, as Melanie says, and learn something. Thanks so much.